I said, before we begin, I just wanted to tell everyone that after we finish learning Chovas Talmidim, every Monday night we try to do a little bit of the Sefer Pele Yoyitz. Sefer Pele Yoyitz is a beautiful sefer. It's written by a Kabbalist by the name of Rabbi Eliezer Papo. We've been to his visited his grave site. The yeshiva has gone twice. Last year was one of the times that we went. And stories about the yeshuas that he has through people visiting his kever have really tremendous things. And the sefer is written on the in the order of the Aleph Beis. Back in the day, Musa Sfarim were written that way. Like there's like just the Ramchal really was the one who innovated a new derech of like structuring a Musar Sefer based on an order of a table of contents. But a lot of the old Svarim, like the Pele Yoyitz, is written in the order of the Aleph Beis. So if a person, it's like in Yonim. So like last week we did Atzlus. Yeah? Yeah, you just pick a piece from particular, from the table of contents. We do it just for a couple of minutes. It's something that, especially people that have a feeling for Eliezer Papo or have some sort of connection with them, enjoy it. But in general, the Sefer is a very, very special Sefer written by a very, very holy Jew. You're welcome to join us if you'd like to. We're now learning the Sefer Chovas Talmidim. It's ironic how different the two Svarim are. Eliezer Papo clearly was a Sephardi, Kabbalist, and the Sefer Chovas Talmidim is written by Chassidish Rebbe and Eina Kol of Rabbi Melech Melezhensk. So we're here in the Sefer Chovas Talmidim, and we're speaking about Machlos Atzlus. In the new printing, it's page Mem Aleph. In the old printing, it's on page Mem Vav. And we're speaking about these two different midas. There's one midah which is called Atzlus. Atzlus is general laziness. Excuse me, please. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Mi'yad Divrei. General laziness. General laziness is a person who is like just that type of person, doesn't really have energy to do anything. And then there's something else which is called Hisrapos. Hisrapos is someone that it's more like he's lethargic. The other word is lackadaisical. He schleps his feet. He gets it done, but it's never with, you never see like that excitement, enthusiasm. He's always like, he's just lazy. He's a lazy, type of person. Yeah. He's no rush, it's like he was born retired, everything just eventually we'll get it done, whatever, but he does it. He's not the person that we dub him, we call him lazy, so he's a person who always doesn't want to do anything. He doesn't want to do anything. Vihine, this is where we're up to. The paragraph begins, Vihine. Vihine af shemachlos ha'atzlus yoyseger wahim in ha hisrapos. Even though atzlus is worse than hisrapos, it's a machla. It's a worse affliction. It's like much deeper. It's a much larger degree. It's full blown. It's like totally lazy. Don't do anything. So it's worse. Mikol makoim yikshe yoiser lirape esa misrape measher esa otzel. It's harder to heal, to cure the person who's misrape from the person who's an otzel. A person who's an otzel, you have an easier time because it's easier to identify. It's easier for a person. It's like it's so glaring. It's so obvious that it's something to deal with. I was talking to someone once. A lady, she's a homemaker, and she told me, and she said, she reads these books by these ladies, and they write about all like these different things, how to keep your home in order, and how good it is to have like a good home. She's telling me she was in their home, and their home is like a flying mess. It's like crazy. So how are these people so good about writing about these things, and they can't do it themselves? This is what she asked me. So I told her, I think the answer is obvious. For many of us, the problems that we face are subtle. We can't put our finger on it. It's hard to really to get your finger on the. But for some people that it's like so obvious is like, so they can write about it because for them it's like, they see it. It's clear as day. So someone who's an utzel, he's like, just flat out lazy. So then someone, you can attack that problem. How does he say that? Gilaimar, nar ha'atzel. Imrak yirtze, yesh lo yoyser emtsayim laharchik me'atzmai esmidas ha'atzlas. If he just wants, there are more venues, there are more ways that he can distance laharchik me'atzmai, get away from himself. Midas ha'atzlas, me'asher midas ha'srapus. It's much easier, there's much more techniques a person can use. For example, ki ba'oidoi b'yeshiva, and a person still in yeshiva, gam aviv, his father, gam melamed, his rebbe, yamiso el avoid. They're gonna force avoid on him. They're gonna burden him. Muchruchu lahashkim aboiker. He's got to get out of bed. He has to get out of bed in the morning. And if he doesn't, he'll end up out of bed, right? And it's, he doesn't have a choice about that. He's got to be there on time. He has to finish something. He's got an amount that he feels obligated. Every week. So he's working against his grain automatically. A person who's lazy, just being in a system, is like breaking a little bit his nature. So there you go. And through that, he already gets into a certain pattern. He already gets into a certain routine. It's like he overcomes his mida. He has no choice. And it happens. Because he ends up facing it as a standoff over here. He has no choice. Either he's going to do that or he's out. So that person, he has to rise to the occasion. He overcomes his laziness, and then he sees, I could do this. And he keeps pushing himself. Which is not true with a person who's lazy, lackadaisical, lethargic, slow. Whether that's his nature. Or maybe he was even lazier. And now, he's doing it. He's going through the motions. But he doesn't have his heart in it. It's difficult for him to be metahir from that. He says, what do you want from me? I was there. I came. Sure, he came late. He left her. I came. I was there. A guy doesn't come at all. Okay, so you know, he's going to end up that eventually they're going to call his number. But a guy who's going through the motions, he's coming. He's not really listening. He is doing it. He's not doing it. It's very hard. It's the so bad phenomenon. There's people that say to me, is it so bad to do this? What is that? It's like, you know, so he's like somewhere in the middle. It's like, I'm doing it. I'm okay. You know, it's not so bad. I'm mediocre. So then, you know, you can't, you know, it doesn't lead for so much criticism, for so much confrontation. He's lukewarm. And that's what Amalek is trying to do. This past week's parasha, you read about Amalek. It says, "Ashakar chobaderech." Amalek is just trying to cool us down. He wants us to be mediocre. He wants us just to be, you know, people that are just going through it, and there's no feeling in what they're doing. They're doing it, but it's just all so cold. That's Amalek. The pasuk says that Klal Yisrael left Refidim vayavo Amalek. What's Refidim? Al sherafu yedeyem in atayra. Frek the chavas yar. What does it mean? Rafu yedeyem in atayra. What does it literally means? Their hands, they like let go of the Torah. What does it mean? They weren't holding on to the Sefer Torah well. They didn't hold their Gemara Ksubis well. What does it mean? Rafu yedeyem in atayra. Says the chavas yar means like this. Klal Yisrael. So when they're learning Torah, there's two ways of learning. You can learn Torah like you're learning science, biology, American history, economics. Those things you don't learn with your hands. You don't learn with your hands. You ever saw someone go like this in the middle of, you know, he's learning biology, and you go and you have this thing, and then the only thing that a person learns with his hands is Torah. Torah is the pshat. When a person is totally animated, he's totally consumed with Torah. It's not something that goes on in your brain. A person is learning Torah, and he's learning it with life. He's not cold. He's on fire. So then his hands are in it. Rafu yadayim and atayim. His class was still learning. But they were learning, you know, they were sitting there like this. Just like that, and talking about it. Yeah, blah, blah. That's his srapos. That's what it means, lackadaisical. He's not involved. And that's very hard. I'm here. What do you want from me? I'm here. I'm doing it. I read the words on the page. I did it once already. I'm done with the Maror HaKadosh. What do you want from my life? A person that does that, it's very hard.
When he gets up and he works, everything is superficial. He's going through it. I did everything. I read the page. I know it pretty much, kind of. Whatever. Not so bad.
Everything he does is like that. And he wants to get rid of something that's bad inside of him. He's not going to be careful and try to uproot it and to fix it with all of its, you know, every single thing to make it perfect. Because he's not the type of person. He's not a perfectionist. He just wants to be okay. So he never gets anywhere. By tefila, he's not going to be firm to make, to have kavana, to concentrate. He just wants, okay, I did it. I'm done. You know? I'm going to chapa davening. The chapa minion. I mean, it's just like, just, you know, it's not trying, it's something that he takes like deeply or seriously. It's easier to space out, think about stupidities. The more than to try to focus. Focus is a challenge. Focus is a challenge. It's a question, how much we want it? It's much easier to just let your mind roam to all these different interesting, colorful places. You know, and just let it go. Than to force yourself to think about something. That's work. But a person that's not really interested in working, so he davened. You stand in front of the King of Kings, the Master of the Universe. Right? But it's hard work. This person ready to work hard. So once talking to this fellow, really nice fellow, and he was telling me, you know, he said, I hate, he was talking about a particular rabbi. There was a rabbi who, when he was younger, he went to like some modern school, and he was like having a good time, and then he came to Israel, starked out, and became this like big rabbi, and now everyone talks about him like, wow, he's so amazing. He said, I hate those guys. I hate those guys. He wasn't talking about me. He was talking about someone else. Rabbi Streicher. No, I'm just kidding. He was talking about someone in America. He said, I hate those guys. He said, I was good my entire life. I never did anything wrong. And I'm still a nobody. And this guy, he got, you know, he's going out, he's having a good time, and then all of a sudden he starts out, and now he's like, you know, rabbi, and everyone's like, I hate that guy. What's the pshat in this person? Why Taka? I'll tell you the pshat. You know why he was like, you know, he was always like Mr. Good? Because he just didn't, never had like any energy to do anything. He was always just like, blah. It's like, it's too much work to be like, to do too much. He was never a doer. There are people there that they're doers. They channel their energies sometimes in the wrong directions. But when you can channel that properly, so then they take all that energy and they're like, I think I gotta fix this whole thing up. This is messed up. And they work and they zoom right by him. Because he's still coasting over there at 45 miles an hour in the right lane, you know? It's just like going over there. It's like, you know, not going too fast or anything. So the other guy, you're right, maybe he's going the wrong direction. But when he turned around, he drove right past you. Because this guy's going to work hard. And people that work hard go places. So there are people that their whole life is just mediocre. And they're not so bad. And they're going to make sure never to like go too far to the right, never go too far to the left. I'm just going to be like right in the middle and no one ruffle my feathers and just leave me alone because I just want just to like chill. Just want to, need to chill. That's very, very difficult to deal with because he's not going anywhere. L'chein bochor Yisrael, therefore, imchas atal atzmecha, if you care about yourself, v'al shnoi simei chayecha, and on the years of your life, ad zikna v'seva, until you get older, goresh es ha'atzlus mimcha, you got to get rid of this. A person has got to undo this. He's got to fight against his laziness. We're all naturally lazy, all of us. A person has to get it out of his system. And it's not about today.
Because if a person keeps lazy, it's going to keep on going until he's a senior citizen. The same thing. Not going to work on himself, not going to get anywhere, and he's going to feel deep down inside like a failure. Because he never did anything. Goreshes ha'atzlus mecha. Get it out of you. Visharesh acha rekava esrapus. And try to get to the root of the hisrapus, of this lethargic nature, la'ashmida mekirba, and to eradicate it from inside of you. Zarez es atzmecha v'yecharetz. A person should try to be mezarez himself. He should encourage himself. V'yecharetz. He should be a person that's diligent about it. Not that you should get agitated. Sometimes people, they confuse diligence with being agitated. He gets agitated at himself. And does things like very, very rushed. That's not what we mean. It means a person should do something, he should stick at it, and he should push himself, and he should... That's what we're talking about. People that are... They do things very fast. They have no patience, and they just rush to do everything. Anyone that does that, they want to do something very, very fast. Everything has to happen quickly. They're also lazy people because they don't have the patience to see it through. They're just, okay, let's do this, okay, fast, hurry up. Person realizes it's going to take time. The person has to stick at it. He has to be tenacious to keep going and never stop and push himself, and it's going to be a process and keep going. Most of those people that are in a rush to do things, usually they're not really getting to the beneath the surface. Without anything depth, that getting into their guf and their nefesh, a person should be mushin, patient, but at the same time consistent. Keep at it. There was a when I was younger, so the Lexus car first came out, the brand Lexus. It used to be Cadillac was like the big name, Cadillac and Lincoln. All of a sudden came a new car called Acura, and then came a new car called Lexus. That was when the Lexus brand first came out. And they had a great commercial. The Lexus commercial was out for months before they were even, brought the car out. It's the relentless pursuit of perfection. That was Lexus. Relentless pursuit of perfection. And that defines the way a person is supposed to be. Relentless pursuit of perfection. Relentless. I'm not backing down. And I'm going to keep at this. Perfection. Perfection means it's not like I'm not so bad. Perfection is not like I'm better than that guy. Look what he's doing. The 15 other guys that are doing this. And this perfection means that I don't settle for anything less than perfect. Relentless. I'm going to keep at it. That's the way a person has to be. And a person who's lazy can't do that. He's just making sure that he's like in the okay zone. You know what I mean? He's not too bad, not too good. Okay, that's it. I don't got to work any harder than that. But a person that has this, so then he's going to go places. I have a friend, his name is Shai Stern. Shai Stern grew up in Teaneck, a few blocks away from Mickey. And Shai became a very successful businessman. He lives now in Los Angeles. So we had one of the Yungalite that learned here in Yeshiva. He learned here as a Bacher, and as a young man. His name is Ari Rodman. So he works for Shai. I don't know if any of you know Aryeh, met Aryeh. Anyway, Aryeh was a legend. Aryeh was a basketball legend, football legend, legend. Aryeh was legend. Okay? His brother Yaakov was also legend. These are like mamish, like the big, famous of all players. And when Aryeh moved to LA, Shai was like very excited. Aryeh's going to work for me. I got to get Aryeh to work for me. Aryeh's going to work for me. And Taka Aryeh's working hard for Shai for many years. So I said to Shai, Shai, I know that you like ball, but why do you take all the good ballers to like work for you? Why do you want all the ballers? Why is it that you want all like the big athletes? Like you want to have a good basketball team or something? He said, no, he said, it's not the shot. He said, a guy that's like tops of basketball means that this is a person who knows how to work hard. He has good work ethic. He practices, right? He perfects his shot. This is a person who knows how to really work hard. So that's what I want in my business. I don't want him because he's a good athlete. I want him because of his work ethic that got him there. There are some people that are just born, you know, big, right? And they're just good bowlers because, you know, they're taller than everyone else just to put the ball in the basket. You know what I mean? It's no big deal. But there's a guy, you know, this Rudman's a little teeny guy. He's not so tall. He's like everyone else. But the guy worked his tail off to get to where he's at. Someone like that who has good work ethic. Well, let me tell you, when Ari Rudman came to yeshiva, he didn't know very much. But when he came to yeshiva, he worked his tail off in yeshiva. Mamish didn't stop learning and learning and learning like crazy because he has work ethic. He is a person that is a relentless pursuit of perfection. So for a while, when he wasn't yet, you know, connected with learning, so was ball. But when he started realizing there's something more important in my life, I want to actually be somebody, so then it became his Avodas Hashem. And we have to try to like have that type of work ethic with everything we do. Put our all into it. Person puts his all into something, so then he's gonna, you know, there's some people like Lamasha. A guy that has like good work ethic, he's not gonna like lose it all the way. You know, I'll tell you a story. There was once a football player. Sorry for using so many sports analogies. It's just what's happening, okay? So the football player, he caught a pass. He was on the corner of the field by himself, slipped past the defender. There's no one near him, and he's running straight for the end zone. He's 10 yards from the end zone, and he celebrates, puts his hands up in the air with the football, and he dropped the ball. He dropped the ball. The ball bounced backwards, and the defender, you know, was chasing after him, even though he was 10 yards behind him. No way he was going to catch him. He was running anyway. Picked up the ball. They lost the game. This was epic fail. You know what I mean? The guy was, there was no one near him. And it isn't like he tripped. Tripped, man. Okay, man. He picked the ball. What are you doing? Drop the ball. That is pathetic. That is not a person, that is not a pro bowler. It's just not. Because the person who's going to do it, he's doing it all the way till the end. You don't celebrate until you're in the end zone. So there's people that they're good. They come to davening. They're there. They're at davening. And you know, but before the davening, they're like, okay, I gotta get out of here. I'm like, I'm done. You know what I mean? I already did my part. And we didn't finish yet. We didn't get to the end zone. You can get to the goal line. What do you can't sell. You can't get out. You can't bail out now. That's epic fail. That's what it is. Chavetz Chaim gives a mashal. The mashal of the Chavetz Chaim is as follows. This is a person who comes, and he had a childhood friend. The two of them were best buddies when they were kids, but they went two different ways, the two of them. One of them became a, you know, regular Joe. The other one became fabulously wealthy and became very well connected, very famous, everything. The one who was regular Joe fell on hard times. He called his friend up in the office, gets the secretary, puts him to his private secretary, finally gets to speak to his friend. He says, you remember me? Of course, we're best buds. He said, yeah, well, I want to tell you, I'm in a serious situation. Money's very schwer. Got medical issues at home. I don't have a job. I'm really hard up. Can you help me out? He said, for you? For sure. I'm happy to help you out. So, but just, I'm just in the middle of some things. Call me back. Just call me back in an hour. I'll take care of you. No problem. Hour comes, goes. No phone call. Next day, guy gets a call in his office. Same guy had to call through the secretary. The other secretary finally gets to speak to him and says, buddy, you know, I really need your help. I'm really in a bad situation. I got people that I'm going to owe them money in a couple of days. I don't got anywhere to get the money from. I got no income. I got people sick in my house. I need help. So he said, I'm gonna help you out. I'm happy to help you out. Just do me a favor. You're calling at the wrong time. Call me back in an hour, and I'll take care of everything for you. Hour comes, goes, nothing. Third day, he calls him up. He goes, I can't do it anymore. I mean, money's up today. He said, I'm sorry. I just can't help you. I wish I could. I can't. He said, why could you help me? I thought we're good buds. He said, we are good buds. But I told you, call me back in an hour. That's when I have time for you, and you're not doing it. I can't help you. Says the Chofetz Chaim, we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, give me a good day, give me parnasa, give me refuah, give me whatever. All we ask for Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no problem, come back to me after Aleinu, I'll give you whatever you need. Where are you? What happened? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, when the davening is over, we say in Kaddish, Tiskabel Tzloi Son Uvohu, son, we ask Hashem, could you please accept our tefillahs? Where'd you go? Hashem's happy to accept the tefillahs by Tiskabel Tzloison, by the last Kaddish. Hashem says, I will now accept your tefillah. And the tefillah is gone. That's a person who is an epic fail. He dropped the ball right before the goal line. I mean, we're not talking about the Isser. It's Usser and Halacha to leave davening before Tzitzkabot Loiser. We're not talking about the Isser. I'm not talking about that. Just talking about the fact that a guy, that he wants to like do it right. It's not going right. You know, we're talking about right now. Everybody said we are exactly 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. Right now, 2 weeks from tonight, we're going to be Rosh Hashanah. So we're like, we're nearing the goal line. We're nearing, you know, we're nearing the end zone. So how are we, what's on our mind? What's going on? Are we like zoned in? Are we ready? That's a person that he's constantly focused on what he's supposed to do. That's a person who's ready to work hard, make sacrifices. He's ready to do it till the end. Okay. V'kivan shekvar amarnu lecha. Being that we already told you. She'ikur ha-mechanech oischa. Ata ba'atzmecha, you're really in control of your own destiny. You are really your own mechanech. There's only, you have coaches that are there to help you. Ata ha-mechanech atzmecha hincha l'chein. Therefore, nevar l'cha ma'at yoyser. I want to explain it to you a little bit more. Ma'u ha-chiluk beguf u'moyach bein choretz l'misrapeh. I'm going to explain to you now, and what he gives here an explanation is absolutely stunning. I'm going to try to explain it to you the best I can in my words, his words, and then translate. Stunning description between the difference between a choretz. A choretz is a person that's diligent, a choretz is a person that's doing a zrizus, and misrapeh is a person that does things lackadaisically. Kidei shetaskil ba'atzmecha, you should understand on your own, ladas eich ubema legarish b'chol davar b'chol prat. What do you have to do? I want you to understand how to be megarish is to expel, to get out, hold over every problem, everything wrong, chol prat and every nuance, every detail. Esas rapus mimcha ulishtanois kul chalacharetz, and change yourself totally. Transform yourself to become a chalacharetz. Okay, we're going to start it a little bit. Siyata d'shamayim. Kol inyan asiya be'ish. Everything a person does. Everybody said this is very deep. I'm going to try to understand. Kol inyan asiya be'ish. Everything a person does, bein asiyas haguf bepoyel, whether he's doing it with his body, physical action, bein asiyas hamoyach bedas, whether something he's thinking about, hanefesh, hi ha'oise al yedei hamoyach. The nefesh of a person, the soul of a person, is really what is the driving force that's doing it through his mind. Halev v'shar chelke haguf, his mind, his heart, and other parts of his body. It really all stems from soul. There's many different parts to the mind. A person can be totally captivated. His mind can be totally engrossed and focused on doing something. When you put your soul into it, when you have your soul in something, then your entire mind is totally focused on this thing. To understand something, like if it's, you know, has to do with something you understand. Also, it has to do with doing something. Everything you do is totally focused and zoned in on one tachlis. Lifol pe'ula zuvezu. That's what a person puts his soul in it. Kayodua. There's a story about Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Story about Reb Chaim Kanievsky. That someone came to be matzia shidduch to the stipler. Sat at the table. Reb Chaim Kanievsky sitting at the other end of the table. He said, "I'd like to suggest a shidduch for Reb Chaim Kanievsky." It wasn't Reb Chaim Kanievsky at the time; it was a bacher. He says, "Okay." So the person said, "I'm a little uncomfortable because he's sitting at the other end of the table." To which the stipler said, "Oh, that's okay. He's learning. He won't hear you." What does that mean? That means that every single ounce of his mind was totally focused on what's going on over here. Totally. There's no outside distractions. He doesn't hear birds. He doesn't hear telephones. He doesn't hear people's conversations. Nothing. Reb Moshe Schwab, I heard him tell the story. He learned in the mirror. He said there was one time during the davening that the ceiling collapsed during Shemayin Esrei. He said no one noticed. Okay? What does that mean? That means that there was nothing else. They were totally engrossed. They didn't hear anything. They didn't hear anything. Rav Pesach Kron said that someone once went, it's a long story, the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, someone wrote in his sitter on the side of his sitter. He wrote a name. And afterwards he asked Mechila, because he said it's not right. I didn't even notice it. What do you mean? And the Manchester Rosh Hashiva used to do inside with his finger on the place. But all he saw were the letters. Every single... He didn't even like look on the margin. We are barely in the room, you know what I mean? We're some flying all over the world and all... He is so zoned. Every single ounce of his mental capacity is here. Totally here. That's a person whose soul is in what he's doing. Totally, completely consumed with what he's doing. That's one way of doing something. And then there's people that they're davening and they don't even know if they davened Chol or Shabbos or if they're up to like the first, like which bending am I doing now? I forgot. They got to like try to backtrack a few. Let's see, what did I say before? So what am I saying now? They're totally, and it's, the words are just like coming out of their mouth and they have no clue where they're going, where they're coming. People that are learning and they're reading and I say, and you say, what'd you just say? I don't remember. He just read it. Because their mind's totally not in it. There's two different types of thinking. There's a book. It's a very fascinating book by someone named, I think, Daniel Kahneman. I wonder if he's Mishpacha with Panovich Rav. I don't know. His name was Rav Kahneman. Daniel Kahneman wrote a book called Thinking Fast and Thinking Slow. There, he came to the understanding in the year 2013 to what's written over here in the Sefer. The whole book is about, there's two different types of thinking. There's thinking fast, and people, Reb Chaim Kanievsky was thinking fast. He was thinking fast. His mind was totally on fire, totally alert, totally in what he was like. Didn't hear anything else. So many of us are so busy with other things that are going on at the same time. We're playing with our keys, we're checking our phone, we're talking to our friends, we're looking around, we're doing so many other things that our mind is not really focused. And a person that really wants to be good at what he does is focused. That's the difference. The difference is a person, he has a soul in it. You put your soul in something and it really means something to you, you really care about it, then you're focused on what you got in front of you. And everything else kind of just like disappears. It all's just not there. Hamisrape nafshoi lekoma bekoyach rav, rak b'matzav shel min tardeima he nimtzes. It's like he's sleeping. Even when a person's sleeping, his mind's still on, he's still thinking, right? A person's mind never turns off. But it's like just this like very slow, lethargic type of thought process. It's like a person who's driving on a highway. You know, you're driving on a highway and you've just been driving for the past 45 minutes and you're just driving and you don't even like, your mind's barely like on the road. And a lot of people, they're driving through life that way. But if a person's driving in the, you know, in the Daytona 500 and he's there and he's, you know, speed racing right now, right? A person is extremely alert because he's going at fast, high speed. Right? That person is, that's a whole different type of drive. A person that's doing that, that's a person who's in control of his life. That's a person who's going places. Because he's alert, everything he does. The way he washes Negovasser, the way Asher Yotzer that he says, the brachas before he eats food, the way he talks to his friend, He puts his soul. The more you put your soul in, the more real, the more accomplished you're going to be. You're going to continue the business.
I just signed the book this past week, by the way.
Long book.
Yeah, it's very heavy. It took me 2 years. So I came to yeshiva.